Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Governor Phil Murphy and Congressman Bill Pascrell.
Good afternoon. Hey, Craig. Today is a great day for New Jersey and the entirety of the Northeast Corridor. It's a great day for our commuters and indeed for our common economic future. And not just because we have the tremendous honor to welcome the President of the United States. He's not out here yet, but let's give President Joe Biden a big Jersey welcome. We are also with members of our extraordinary congressional delegation, representative on stage with me. You'll hear from him in a minute, Bill Pascrell, Don Payne, Josh Gottheimer, Mikey Sherrill, and Tom Malinowski. Thanks to each and every one of you. One of my tremendous partners in governing, the Speaker of the General Assembly, Craig Coughlin, is with us. Great to have you. Kearney Mayor Al Santos, the leadership of both Amtrak and NJ Transit, and to the NJ Transit family, a special and particular shout out. And many of our partners from organized labor represented in today's program on your behalf, engineer and friend Joe Williams from Smart Local 800. Great to have all of our brothers and sisters in labor with us. Now, please give me 30 seconds on a related but not directly related topic. The last time President Biden was with us in New Jersey, it was to tour the damage left by the flash floods unleashed by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. And today, as luck would have it, another system appears ready to pound a lot of our state with heavy rain. Much of New Jersey, 17 of our 21 counties, are currently under a flash flood watch, starting at 8 p.m. tonight through at least 5 p.m. tomorrow, as severe thunderstorms with strong winds, maybe up as much as 45 miles an hour, and rain amounts up to 4 inches in some areas are possible over the next 36 hours. We encourage everyone to stay safe. Do not attempt to drive or otherwise enter into a flooded street or area. If you lose power, call your outage in to your provider and stay clear of any down power lines. The best place to go for information is always that website, ready.nj.gov. Let's do all that we can to get through this safe and sound. Now back to why we're here. With the support of everyone here, starting most importantly with President Joe Biden, we are ready to move forward on the much needed and long awaited replacement of the outdated Portal Bridge. There are few individuals who understand the importance of ensuring modern, safe, and reliable transportation infrastructure better than President Biden. It is why I am so proud to support the bipartisan infrastructure bill that is a cornerstone of his agenda and our nation's economic future. And it is why I am so grateful for the support of the President and his team, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and his, our congressional delegation and legislative partners, all who have given to not just the Portal North Bridge project, but the even bigger one waiting for us just up the tracks, the construction of new rail tunnels under the Hudson River. For upwards of 200,000 daily riders, whether they be on Amtrak or NJ Transit, the approach to the Portal Bridge often comes with a crossing of fingers, a deep breath, and maybe a short prayer that the span will be operational and allow the train to cross. When it works, the Northeast Corridor fully functions. People get to work on time. Our economy moves forward. When it doesn't, the Northeast Corridor, the people it carries, and all the economic activities it supports comes to a screeching halt. Over the recent past, that's happened more and more often. The impacts of these stoppages aren't relegated to just Newark and New York. They very easily radiate up and down the rails, impacting service from Boston all the way down to Washington, and the President knows this through his experience through the state of Delaware. And the delays aren't just counted in minutes or hours lost in time that should be spent with one's family, although they are, but also in millions of dollars of economic activity that is lost. President Biden is our nation's 46th president. The current portal bridge was opened during the term of our 27th president, William Howard Taft. Let that one sink in for a minute. Next month will mark the bridge's 111th birthday. It was built in the dawn of the 20th century. It has more than served its times and its purpose. Now it is time for us to give our region the modern, safe, and reliable infrastructure that a 21st century economy demands. And that's exactly what the entirety of the Gateway Program will do. In the process, we'll be creating good union construction jobs whose efforts will in turn support even more jobs up and down the entirety of the Northeast Corridor. And we'll also be showing the rest of the country just how vital it is that we have transportation infrastructure every bit as strong as our people and which can turn our greatest economic aspirations into reality. Every dollar we invest in the new Portal North Bridge and in Gateway Beyond is going to be magnified many, many times over in gained productivity from a workforce that can get to where it needs to safely and on time, in greater value to businesses located where their connection to the markets they need for their success is secure, and in a stronger, fairer, and more resilient economy. Those who look at our current infrastructure needs and only see a number and a dollar sign on a page or just the colors red and blue are totally missing the point. The cost of our inaction far outpaces the cost of getting shovels in the ground today. The cost of inaction is in jobs lost, in economic growth foregone, and in ultimately weaker and less competitive America. Those people live up to the words of the poet and playwright Oscar Wilde, who, by the way, died only 11 years before the Portal Bridge opened. And I quote him, "A cynic knows the price of everything and the value of nothing." Today, we are honored to stand with the president to show the value of safe, modern, and reliable infrastructure. And we are incredibly honored to have President Biden join us to highlight one of the most consequential infrastructure projects in our entire nation this century. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to introduce one of our state's greatest champions in Washington, representing our extraordinary congressional delegation. Please help me welcome Congressman Bill Pascrell.
Well, we have an extraordinary governor, and after Election Day, the best is yet to come. Let's give the governor another great round of applause. Mr. President, on behalf of the New Jersey congressional delegation, Tom Malinowski, Mikey Sherrill, Donald Payne, Josh Geithammer, those folks who were able to join us today, others have assignments. We welcome you back to the greatest state in the Union. The tri-state is the beating heart, and North Jersey is the central artery of America's transportation system. The Portal Bridge, as you just heard, is a relic. But thanks to our federal and state partnership, transit commuters, Amtrak passengers will no longer have to rely on what is our past, glorious as it may be, preparing for the future. This is not hyperbole, excuse me. The Portal Bridge Project will ease millions of lives. Its modernization will provide, as the governor said, union jobs, ensure safe and continued growth for generations to come. New Jerseyans waited a long time for this day. Today's announcement is a testament that leadership matters. Prior administrations here in New Jersey and Washington tried to derail our progress. They let the portal and larger gateway projects languish. But thanks to President Biden and Governor Murphy, and our united congressional team, we are finally moving forward. This is more than eliminating missed connections or trains delayed by a stuck bridge. It is about getting parents home to relieve childcare, have dinner with the kids, or help with homework. The quality of life here in New Jersey will improve because of decisive and effective leadership here at the portal and through the physical and human investments we will make in the Build Back America and the infrastructure plans. I hope we make progress this week when we go back today. Thank you very much, and God bless the state of New Jersey. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joseph Williams, member of the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Division, local number 800.
Good afternoon, and it is an honor and a privilege to be here today. My name is Joseph J. Williams. I am a fourth-generation railroader and proud union member of the Transportation Division of the Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers, Local Number 800. I serve on the New Jersey State Legislative Board as the vice chairperson representing our brothers and sisters in the transportation industry. I was born here and live here in New Jersey with my wife of 25 years, Krista, who is a certified school nurse, and our three children, Matthew, 22, Amanda, age 20, and Jason, age 14. I started my railroad career over 25 years ago in 1996, right here at the MMC, under a locomotive here in the diesel shop. In 1998, the opportunity came up for me to leave the tools, as we railroaders say, and become a locomotive engineer. I entered the locomotive engineer training program and was promoted to the rank of locomotive engineer in June of 1999 and still work as a locomotive engineer every day. If I could steal a little bit of your thunder, Mr. President, I would like to thank our governor, Phil Murphy, and New Jersey Transit Rail Operations Executive Director, Kevin Corbett, for helping to ensure that New Jersey Transit becomes the number one transportation agency in the country. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank my Congressman, Tom Malinowski, for his role in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. I personally believe that the current infrastructure bill is important to New Jersey Transit Rail operations, the residents of New Jersey, and our neighboring states. The funding would rebuild and modernize our aging transportation network. The rehabilitation of our system will help to preserve and create new railroad jobs. Thank you, President Biden. This bill will also help make accessibility upgrades to our stations, providing better public transit access to our residents who are mobility impaired and require special assistance, and will also help to continue New Jersey's goal of creating more transit villages. The expanding of the Gateway Project is something that the entire region is in desperate need of. Our bridge and tunnel system into and out of New York is antiquated and unreliable. Our general riding public that depends on this system to get to and from work deserves better. Other projects that will be funded by President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan are service from Scranton to New York on the old Lackawanna cutoff, as well as the desperately needed Hunter flyover track. Offering pre-K in the reconciliation bill is now more important than ever, as hardworking parents need to get to work earlier than most in order to help keep our economy moving forward. The child tax credit also offers parents the opportunity to help get ahead slightly in these times of economic need. Mr. President, the residents of New Jersey can really use the SALT deduction to be reinstated. Lastly, Mr. President, we feel that the Paid Family Medical Leave Act is vital to help working families secure a place in the workforce in their time of need. To care for a sick child, spouse, or family member without having to worry about losing pay or if their job will still be there because of having to render bona fide assistance to a family member or if the unfortunate circumstance arrives that they themselves need medical assistance. It is now my time to introduce to you the Transportation President of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
New Jersey. Thank you. Lieutenant Commander Becky Carroll. Well, Governor Murphy, so many of the national challenges we're confronting are areas where you're already leading, and that's not hyperbole. Whether it's making health care or preschool or college more affordable, providing paid family leave, replacing lead in pipes and protecting public health. So thanks for showing the way, pal. Thanks for showing the way. It's also good to meet my old friend, a lot of my friends in Congress, but Bill, you and I have been doing this a long time, pal. Thanks for the passport back in New Jersey in your district. And Josh Gottheimer has been the best go-between I've had trying to get all this done, whether it's the Build Back Better portion or the infrastructure portion. And Tom Malinowski's done a hell of a job. And Don Payne and Frank Pallone, I keep telling Frank, I remind him, we've been doing things together a long time. I know Delaware's small. I know how important New Jersey is. But Delaware owns the Delaware River up to the high water mark in New Jersey. You know what I mean? And one of my favorite members of Congress, who I campaigned for, and she won in spite of it, Mikey Sherrill, Lieutenant Commander of the United States Navy, Naval graduate, Georgetown Law. Incredible person. And I want to acknowledge both Senator Booker and Menendez, who represent you so well in Washington. They're down there trying to get this all moving. I'm here today to talk about what's fundamentally at stake for the families in New Jersey, the whole region here, and for our country. For most of the 20th century, we led the world by a significant margin, not just led the world by a significant margin, because we invested in ourselves, we invested in our people, not only in our roads and our highways and our bridges, but in our people, in our families. We're among the first to provide access to free education, 12 years of free education, for all anyone who was an American, beginning back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. And that decision to invest in our children and our families was a major part why we were able to lead the world for so much of the 20th century. But somewhere along the way, we took our eyes off the ball. Our infrastructure used to be the best in the world, not hyperbole, the best in the world. Today, according to the World Economic Forum, we rank 13th in the world. 12 other nations have superior infrastructure to us, and China has trains that go 230 miles an hour for long distances, and we got money to do that back in the administration of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and you had a Republican governor who didn't want it, didn't want any parts of it. We used to lead the world in educational achievement. Now the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development ranks America 35 out of 37 countries when it comes to investing in early childhood education and care. 35 out of 37. We cannot be competitive in the 21st century global economy if we continue to slide. My wife, who's a community college professor, says, any nation that out-educates us will out-compete us. Say it again, any nation that out-educates us will out-compete us. And that's a fact. That's why I resolve that we have to once again build America from the bottom up and the middle out. I've never seen a time in American history when the middle class did well, the wealthy didn't do very well. But I'm tired of trickle down. Trickle down hadn't worked so much for the last 15 years for working class and middle class folks. That's why I proposed two critical pieces of legislation being debated back in Washington right now. These bills are not about left versus right or moderate versus progressive or anything that pits one American against another. These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency. Competitiveness versus complacency. They're about expanding opportunity, not opportunity denied. They're about leading the world or continuing to let the world pass us by. First, the infrastructure bill. It's about rebuilding the arteries of America. And the Portal Bridge Project is showing why investments like this are so important. When the Portal Bridge was built, it was state of the art, and it really was. But 110 years ago, today, it's been called something different, a choke point, a bottleneck, an Achilles heel in the Northeast Corridor. Since the Portal Bridge was built, it's become the busiest rail span in the entire Western Hemisphere. Let me say that again. It's the busiest rail span in the entire Western Hemisphere. At peak usage, 450 trains pass over it every day. 200,000 Amtrak and New Jersey Transit passengers. But ships and barges also need to get under it, and many can't fit. That means the bridges need to swing open and closed again, a process that stops rail traffic and causes other problems. The bridge opens over 100 times a year, and 15% of the time, something goes wrong. 15% of the time. For example, if the rails don't lock back in place exactly right, the bridge closes. And sometimes, you know what fixes it in the 21st century? A sledgehammer. Come out with a sledgehammer and align the tracks. Literally a sledgehammer to knock it back into place in the year 2021. One report a couple years ago found that the Portal Bridge was particularly responsible for 2,000 hours of delays between 2014 and 2018. Know the little expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans. Aging infrastructure like this is more than an inconvenience or a nuisance. It's an impediment. Impediment to America's global competitiveness. We're in a worldwide race. Things have changed. Take a look. That's why what's happening right now is so important. Today, we're moving forward on a new bridge that will be higher over the water so it won't need to open and close, allow us to increase speed, safety, and efficiency and capacity. This is going to make life a lot better for New Jersey's commuters. It's also going to create nearly 8,000 construction jobs in this area alone, this area's workers. 8,000. Union jobs. Union. It was pointed out to me not long ago that I said I'm a union president, that I've apparently used — someone calculated — I used the word union more than the last seven presidents combined. Because guess what? It's a decent wage. It's about to make rail transportation, which is a cleaner, greener way to travel, the better choice for a lot of New Jersey residents, but not just New Jersey, everybody up and down the East Coast. If I can pause for a second, I apologize because some have heard this. I commuted every single day, 263 miles a day on Amtrak from the time I got elected United States Senator. As a matter of fact, when I was vice president, I used to like to take the train home because my mom was very sick and dying, and I'd come home every weekend to make sure I'd take the train home. And the Secret Service, and I'm not criticizing them, legitimately would rather me fly because it's safer, because too many people can get on and off, et cetera. I'm getting on one Friday, and then one of the senior guys on Amtrak, Angelo Negri, I got to know all the conductors really well. They became my friends. I mean, really, my genuine friends. I'd have them at my home at Christmas and during the summer. And Ange walks up to me and goes, "Joey, baby," grabs my cheek, and I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. I said, I swear to God, true story. I said, no, he's a friend. I said, "What's up, Ange?" He said, "Joey, I read in the paper, you travel 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes," because they keep meticulous tabs of it. I said, "Yeah." He said, big deal. "So you know how many miles you travel on Amtrak, Joey?" And I said, "No." He said, "The boys and I figured out at the retirement dinner." He said, "You travel 2,200,000 miles." I said, "How'd you get that in?" He said, "Well, 267 miles a day. We figured you traveled 119 days a year for 36 years, and then you traveled as vice president." He goes, "So, Joey, I don't want to hear this about the Air Force anymore. I'm a train guy, because it also is the single most significant way we can deal with air pollution, single most significant way we can deal with global warming. It's going to help the region's vital maritime industry as well by making the movement of ships and bridges safer and more efficient. Look, with my infrastructure bill, we're going to make sure projects like this are just the beginning. Across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in disrepair, some of them dangerously so. 173,000 miles of roads are in poor condition. We're going to create them totally new. We're going to fix them. This is going to be good union jobs, prevailing wage. You can raise a family on jobs that can't be outsourced. We're going to make the largest investment in public transportation in the history of America, replacing transit vehicles that are past their useful life, and make the most significant investment in rail since the creation of Amtrak 50 years ago. During peak periods when railroads are congested and rail carriers have more passengers, rail is up to 10 times more energy efficient than a person driving. 10 times. We have a huge opportunity here to provide fast, safe, reliable, and clean transportation in this country. Every study shows, I won't bore you with them all because I've been working on my whole life. Every study shows if you can get from point A to point B faster on rail than you can drive your automobile, you take the rail. The Northeast Corridor, we're talking about a $30 billion investment in major projects like the Hudson River Gateway Tunnels and the Portal Bridge, which it feeds into. Look, we're going to create jobs replacing lead water pipes so families can drink clean water, something New Jersey and Governor Murphy have been leading on. We're going to make sure high-speed internet is affordable and available everywhere in America, including in the nearly 1 in 3 New Jersey families that don't have the internet subscription. How many times you see people pulling up to McDonald's sitting outside during the pandemic so they could do their homework because they can get off of their line? We're going to create jobs laying thousands of miles of transmission lines to build modern, resilient, and energy grid. And we're going to invest and strengthen our infrastructure against the impacts of climate change. The Gov and I were talking a little bit earlier. You know, just this year, global warming has caused over $1 trillion, $100 billion, $100 billion in damage. I visited New Jersey, as the governor mentioned, after the Hurricane Ida came through. The governor and several of you were with me. In Manville, we met people who had been put out of their homes by flooding. It was devastating. Water marks over people's heads. They'd show me where the water had gotten to. I told them that help was on the way. Since then, FEMA processed assistance applications for nearly 30,000 New Jerseyans and approved $150 million in repairs, replacement, and rental assistance and other needs. Between 2010 and 2020, this state has had 24 extreme weather events. 24. Nationally, extreme weather, as I said, cost the taxpayers over $100 billion a year. Our plan is going to build our roads higher, our levees stronger, our power grids more durable, all to withstand the ever-increasing ferocity and intensity of extreme weather. And with my Build Back Better plans, we're going to address the root cause of ever-increasing extreme weather and destruction, the climate crisis. We have a climate crisis. I've flown all over this nation this year in helicopters, going from Lake Mead. You know, more land, Gov, has been burned to the ground in the West, to the ground, forest homes, than the entire state of New Jersey, from all the way down to Cape May, all the way up to the Hudson. That's how much is burned to the ground. My infrastructure bill is always part of Americans' work on long overdue national environmental cleanups, like cleaning up Passaic River, the nation's most expensive Superfund site. We're going to invest $42 billion in modernizing and electrifying our ports and airports, like the Port of New York and New Jersey, Newark Liberty International Airport, reducing congestion and emissions and creating thousands more good-paying union jobs. This is going to help us meet the moment of the climate crisis in a way that creates good jobs, makes us more economically competitive, and we can breathe. Look, we haven't passed the transformative infrastructure bill for a decade. Think about this. How many times under the former guy we had infrastructure week? Not a single thing happened. We need to get this done. And it isn't enough just to invest in our physical infrastructure. We also have to invest in our people. That's what my second bill, the Build Back Better plan, does. I just had the opportunity to visit a preschool in East End Elementary in North Plainfield. North Plain provides access to preschool for all kids 4 years and above. My plan is going to make it possible for the district to expand that program to three-year-olds all across America. The earlier our children begin to learn, the better for themselves, their families, and for the nation. Studies show that children who have attended high-quality preschool are 50% more likely to finish high school and get a 2- or 4-year degree after high school. But right now, we're lagging behind. Today, only about half of 3- and 4-year-olds in America are enrolled in early education. In Germany, France, the UK, and even Latvia, that number is over 90%. Over 90% of 3- and 4-year-olds are in school. My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track. We'll make 2 years of high-quality preschool available to every child in America. An average two-parent household in this state spends $15,000 to care for just one young child every year. Everybody says, how do you know? I know about this. When I got elected to the United States Senate, my wife and daughter were killed. I had two little boys. I was making a lot of money as a U.S. senator, $42,000 a year, and I could not afford. That's why I started commuting every single day. Couldn't have afforded to have two houses and to have daycare. Thank God I have a sister who's my best friend, a brother, my mother, and my father, who helped out. My Build Back Better plan is going to cut child care costs more than in half for low- and middle-income New Jersey residents. Under my plan, no middle-class family will spend more than 7% of their income on child care. We also extend historic middle-class tax cuts for parents by expanding the child care tax credit. Everybody talks about children, and Josh has heard me say it. I view it as a tax cut for middle-class families, a tax cut. We never have an argument when we talk about the wealthy. This is a tax cut. It changes the lives. of the American people. As many people here in New Jersey understand, it means you get $300 a month for every child under the age of 6 and $250 for a child between 6 and 17. That money is already a life changer for so many working families. It's projected to cut child poverty in New Jersey by 36%. These bills are going to change the lives of millions of people in the areas and hundreds of millions of people across the country for better and for years to come. So everyone here today, especially Governor Murphy and other dedicated officials here today, thank you for showing us what's possible. Because when we make these investments, there's going to be no stopping America. We will own the future. This initiative is about betting on America, about believing in America, about believing in the American people. If you look at the history of the journey of this nation, what becomes clear is this. Given half a chance, the American people have never, ever, ever let their country down. So let's get this done. Let's move. Folks, we have the most talented workforce in the world. What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing? And by the way, you hear these numbers, 3.5 trillion or 1.75 trillion? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent. So let's get to work. Let's put people to work. And let's once again reestablish America as the most advanced country in the world. God bless our America and God bless our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.